As John F. Kennedy's personal photographer, Jacques Lo is credited with helping create the lingering image of Camelot with snapshots of the youthful president and his elegant wife. Many of the photos are etched in the nation's collective memory bank. Caroline as a toddler, gnawing on her mother's pearls, a pensive JFK inside the Oval Office, seated in a cane-back rocking chair. The Kennedys opened their lives to Jacques Lo, and he captured them in both glamorous and unguarded moments, taking more than 40,000 shots. Only a few hundred were ever published. Now, hundreds of the never-before-published photos are included in a new book called Remembering Jack. Lo stored his treasured negatives in a basement bank vault at the World Trade Center. His longtime assistant, Bob Adelman, said the book project was almost abandoned when the authors realized the negatives, in all likelihood, had been destroyed.
Well, first we sort of gave up, then we thought, then we thought about it, and we had been working with the contact sheets and doing digital scans of them. And the designer said that we would get perfectly good results using digital scans of the contact sheets. I didn't believe him. I know that you lose a generation whenever you make copies. However, miraculously, in digital scanning, that doesn't happen. And having printed, enlarged a number of these pictures, it was amazing. We got better results from the digital scanning, enlarging them, than we did from the original negatives in many instances. It was quite startling.
I want to look through some of these pictures.
Sure.
Of Jack and Jackie Kennedy. They're campaigning in Coos Bay, Oregon, with before a hostile audience of longshoremen there.
Yes. It's a picture of Jack Kennedy with light at the end of the day shining on his face. And he's very pensive, looking down. I believe he's on a ferry boat. He's apparently very, very bummed out about having a very poor reception from the working men who he talked to. This was during a period when he was just testing the waters, so there's the waters there, and he's not feeling very good about it.
When you turn the page, you see Jackie Kennedy at that same event. She's indoors in this case, surrounded by some of the same men who were hostile or heckling her husband, and she's getting quite a different reception.
Yeah, well, I've never been a beautiful woman, but I wish I was for that kind of a response. But she had a great charm, which was extremely helpful.
What were his particular gifts as a photographer, and is there a picture that you would point to that would represent that in the book?
Well, I think he was a wonderful, candid photographer. I'd like to say, because I continue to do magazine photography, we just don't see pictures like this anymore because PR people are in the way. I mean, particularly in the movies. Jack's favorite picture, Jack Kennedy's, was of him at the airport, and there's hardly anybody there.
That was when he arrived at the airport, and there were only three people there to greet him.
Yes, yeah. But he's still smiling.
Jack Lo really treasured these photographs. In the foreword written by his daughter, it's noted that when he traveled back and forth to Europe, he would buy an extra passenger seat, so his negatives were never far away from him.
That's right. And I never saw the negatives, and I never saw his contact sheets other than the ones I made for him when I was his assistant. In later years, he was very secretive about these pictures.
His daughter, Thomasina Lo, said that she actually found the safe at some point that contained the negatives, but it had been pried open and it was empty. So does that leave, I guess, open the possibility that the negatives might still be out there somewhere?
Well, yes. She didn't think there was enough dust in the box to explain, all that had happened. But I think it's just speculation. We really don't know.
Mr. Adelman, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
Bob Adelman was the assistant to John F. Kennedy's personal photographer, Jacques Lo. A collection of Lo's photographs, including many that are now published for the first time, are included in a new book called Remembering Jack, Intimate and Unseen Photographs of the Kennedys.